This is Chazara of the third Perek of Yevamos. The Mishnah says, if you have four brothers, two brothers are married to two sisters, and the other two brothers are just there. So the two brothers that are married to two sisters die, and now you have two sisters falling to two brothers. So those brothers can only do chalitza, they cannot do yibum, and the reason is because of the issue of, or pashtus, the reason is because of achasuku kasel. If they did do yibum, they have to get divorced. And then Rav Elazar says that Beis Shammai says they don't need to get divorced. Only Beis Hillel says they need to get divorced. Okay, if one of the sisters was an erva on one of the brothers, so then he could do yibum to the other sister because the first sister didn't fault him. And if each brother is an erva to one and the other is mutter to them, so then they both sisters can get yibum. They just do yibum to the one that they're not an erva to. Okay. The Gemara says that this Mishnah should be approved to the Man D'Amar Yesh Zika, because the issue seems to be when the two sisters fall to the two brothers, Achasu Kikaso. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya from there. Maybe really Ein Zika. And the reason why you can't do Yibam is because of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin, which means that if we're afraid that one brother is going to do Yibam to one sister, and then the second brother will die, and then that second sister will get nothing because it'll be an Achas Yisha to the first brother. So we don't want that second sister to have nothing. Therefore, we tell them both to do chalitza. Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, why are you talking about four brothers? Talking about three brothers, where the two sisters fall to one brother, and then you wouldn't do yibam because arslavat mitzvah yibam. The Gemara answers, wants to tell you a chiddush, even by four brothers, where you have to be choshish lemisa, is telling you we're so concerned with arslavat mitzvah yibam, and we'll even be concerned that a brother's going to die and require yibam, and require chalitza. Gemara says, if so, so talk about five brothers. My answer is, no, that is the point. We're choshish lemisa of one, but we're not choshish for misa of both, of two. Okay, now the Gemara brings the case of Rav and Shmuel to arguing about the following case. If you have three sisters married to two brothers, falling to two brothers. Three sisters fall to two brothers for Yibam. So Rav says that each of the two brothers does chalitza to two different ladies, and the third one needs chalitza for both of them. So we're talking about they all fell, not at the same time. So brother one does yibum to the first lady. The brother two does yibum to the second lady. I'm sorry, chalitza. The brother one does chalitza to the first lady. Brother two does chalitza to the second lady that falls. And then the third lady that falls, they both do chalitza too. So this tells you, obviously, that Rav holds a chalitza psula. That last lady is a chalitza psula because she is achas chalutzaso. So she cannot have yibum done for her. That means any chalitza done for her is a chalitza psula. And Rav must hold a chalitza psula tzri chalachzer akala achin. Therefore, all the brothers are going to need to do chalitza to her. Even though the issue here, as Gemara says, even though Rav holds ein zika, which means you could have done chalitza to all these ladies. However, Rav is going here according to the Man D'Amar holds yesh zika. Okay. So, again, Rav holds Be'etzem Ein Zika, you could have done Chalitza all of them. Shmuel holds, but he's going here according to the Man D'Amar Yesh Zika. Then we have the opposite with Shmuel. Shmuel says that one brother can do Chalitza to all three women. So the Gemara says, that would mean that Shmuel is allowing a Chalitza Psula. Well, we know Shmuel requires a Chalitza Kshera because he tells us that Shmuel says if you have two sisters who fall to Yibam and they each have a Tzara. So if you do Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater the Tzaros. If you do Chalitza to the Tzaros, it does pater the sisters. But the point is the first part. If you have two sisters falling with Tzaros and you do Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater the Tzaros. And the reason is because it's a Chalitza Psula. Because you have Achas Chalitzaso or Achas Ukukaso. And therefore you're not going to be able to marry the Tzara. Therefore, the chalitza is psula, and you have to do chalitza to the tzara as well. Okay, so bottom line is, we know Shmuel requires a chalitza kshera. So if so, how does he allow here one brother to do the chalitza to all the sisters, when clearly he can't marry all the sisters, can't do yibam to all the sisters, so how can he possibly do chalitza to all the sisters? Gemara answers, okay, first answer is, he didn't mean it. He meant each brother does chalitza to one sister, and the last sister, who Rav said needed chalitza from everybody, Shmuel says you don't need chalitza from everybody. She needs a chalitza, but not from everybody, because Shmuel holds chalitza psula in a tzri chalachzer kala achin. So you just need to do chalitza to that. One brother needs to do chalitza to that third sister. So when Shmuel says one can be chalitza to all of them, he didn't mean all, he meant most, two out of three. Okay, that's one answer. The other answer the Gemara gives is that he holds that you only need a chalitza kshira to pater a tzara. But to pater yourself, you don't need a chalitza kshira, even a chalitza psula is good enough. So therefore, one brother can really do chalitza to all the sisters, and even though that's a chalitza psula, he allows chalitza psula, just won't pater a tzara. That's all Shmuel was saying. But it's good enough for yourself. Okay. Shmuel also says that it's not just the case of tzaros. And even if you have a case where stam a lady, you do mimer to her, or she's given a get, so then the chalitza done to that lady will not pater the tzara. By get, if you gave her a get, it won't pater the tzara because you can't do yibum. And by even if you do mimer to her, and then you do chalitza, it also won't pater the tzara, because since mimer requires a get, that means your chalitza is not that powerful, because even after chalitza, you still need a get. That's also considered a chalitza. That's no good, and chalitza psula, not no good, but it's a chalitza psula, it won't pater the tzara. Okay, so the Gemara also points out that Shmuel is the opposite, like we said, of Rav. Even though he normally holds Yesh Zika, he must be going here, Kael Neman Damer, who holds Ein Zika. Because otherwise, if that wasn't true, why if you do Chalitza to the Tzaros, does it pater the sisters? When the Tzaros themselves are Tzaros Achasukukasar. If you held of Yesh Zika, so then you'd have here an issue when, in the case of the two sisters, which each have a Tzara, so then why are we saying that if you Cholitz to the Tzaros, it would pater the achos. The tzaros also can't do yibim because they're a tzaros achasukukoso. Must be that he holds, he's going here at least according to the mandam, where he holds ein zika. In which case, there is no issue of achasukukoso. Okay, so then if so, why is it cholitz laachios laniftur tzaros? What we really mean is if you cholitz the sisters, that second tzara is not going to be patered because she is a tzaros achas. Because sister number two is going to be as achas chalutzaso. So when you do chalitza to her, it doesn't pater the tzara because it's achas chalutzaso. So therefore, the tzara is going to need her own chalitza. The Gemara then asked, and it assumes that when we said if you were chalitz the tzaros is going to be nifturachios, that even means if you started it with the sister first. That means if you gave chalitza to one sister and then did chalitza to the tzara of the second sister, it would pater the second sister. And that's not true. It wouldn't, because that tzara is going to be tzaras achas cholutaso. So it wouldn't pater the tzara. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Shmuel didn't mean that. Shmuel meant if you start with the sisters, then it will not pater both tzaros. But if you start with the tzaros, it will pater the sisters. So what that means is if you start with a sister, so then you can't finish with a tzara. I mean, if you give chalitza first to a sister, and then you give chalitza to the tzara, that will not work to pater the sister. But if you start with a sister, but if you start with a tzara, meaning you start with, let's say, the tzara of one of the sisters, so a person is mutter to krovas tzaras chalutzaso. And therefore, you could even finish off with the sisters. So that is, if you did chalitza, if you started off doing chalitza to, let's say, Rachel, one of the sisters, then you can't. It's not going to pater the tzara either of them. Meaning, when you do chalitza to either one of them, it's not going to be enough to pater the other. But if you start off with the tzaros, you start off with tzaras Rachel. So then, when you do chalitza to the other house, it will pater because mutter adam be krovas tzaras chalutzaso. Then we have Ravashi. Ravashi disagrees with the premise of the whole thing. Ravashi says, really, it could be, even if you hold, Shmuel could go like he normally goes, like Yesh Zika. And he said, if it's Yesh Zika, why is it if you cholitz l'tzaros, it's nifter achios, aren't they tzaras achas ukukaso? So Ravashi says, no, there's no such thing. Achas ukukaso doesn't go so far as to make it tzara. Simple, that's the way it works. The Gemara then brings a brisa that it says is right, Ravashi. Really, it just says Shmuel's words exactly. But Tosis explains that if the Gemara meant like it answered for Shmuel before, then it means you started with the achios, then it should have said so. Okay, so, but that's our raya, and Rav Abba Bar Mamal says, no, it's no raya, maybe that price is going like Beis Shammai, who says tzaros are mutter. So if you're a cholitz l'achios, it will pater the tzaros. Sorry, if you're a cholitz the tzaros, it will pater Yachios, because the Taros are mutter. Okay. Bottom line of this whole, just as a sikum, the bottom line to this whole story of, again, the case of the three sisters falling to the two brothers, we have Rav saying that that you have to have the last lady gets chalitza from both brothers. And we had two versions of Shmuel, if the last lady only needs chalitza from one brother, or if perhaps the second lashon in Shmuel is that all the brother all the girls can get chalitza from one brother, and it's just, I'm just saying this because it's interesting. The Ritva says that that's obvious, that must be how we paskin, because you go lakula, and even though the halacha is Rav and Shmuel, normally we go like Rav. Here, Rav agrees, because Rav really holds Ein Zika. It's just he was going according to Madamer holds Yer Zika, but really, he really holds Ein Zika too. So really, everybody agrees. Both Rav and Shmuel, Lamaisa, would agree that in this case, one brother could do Chalitza to all the sisters, either because if he held like Rav, it was because Ein Zika, if he held like Shmuel, Yer Zika. So he still said it would be okay, because it's just an issue to pater your Tzara, but not to pater themselves. Okay, next. Gemara asks a question that if two women fall to Yibam to one brother, two women from one house fall to Yibam to one brother, and he gives a get to one, and he does Maimer to the other. So now who should he do Chalitza to? He can't do anything other than Chalitza, because he already did get, so he has an issue of Kamin Shalabana, at least Midrabanan. So who does he give? Who's best to give the get to? The Chalitza to. So Gemara says that there's no difference in either one giving it to one. Will pater the other. The reason why you could do one chalitza to pater both, even though it's obviously a chalitza psula, because you can't do yibum to either one once you gave a get, but since they're equally puzzle, you can't do yibum to either one, and their chalitza is equally puzzle, so then one is enough to pater the tzara when they're equally puzzle. That's how the Rishonim explain it. Okay, next we have the case of two sisters falling to one yavam, where they did not fall at the same time. So you have sister number one fall, then sister number two fall. And no Yibam was done. Okay, so and then one of them dies. So if sister number two died, so then for sure you could do Yibam to sister number one because she was Hutra, Vanasra, Vachazra, Vahutra. The Machlokas our Gemara brings is if what if sister one dies? So then sister two was just Nasra, Vahutra. Do we say that's okay? So Rav says it is not okay. I'm sorry, Rav says that is okay. You can even do Yibam to her. And Rav Yochanan says that it is not okay. The only one that's mutter is when it's hutra v'nasra v'chazra v'hutra. But in the case where it's nasra v'hutra, that's not okay. You cannot do yibum to her. She remains aser. The Gemara says even Rav agrees that if it was a real erva and she became mutter later, it would be too late. If it was a kol yivama shina nikariba b'shas nefila yivama yavola, that's it. So if sister number two was not just a sister, it's only nisa the rabbana, but a real erva. So then once she's pater, she's pater. But here, the whole issue is achasuka koso, so only in the rabbanon. That's the question. If she became, if she was nasra, then hutra, does she do yibim? Again, Rav says yes, and Rav Yochanan says no. Gemara then asks a question on Rav Yochanan. And again, as Tosus points out, Pashta's a question on Rav too. But however you work that out. But the Gemara is a question on Rav Yochanan. From our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds like even the case of Hutra Vanasra Bhazra Vahutra will not be mutter. Why? Because our Mishnah says you have two sisters falling to two brothers, and it says you have to do chalitza to both. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Why don't you have someone do chalitza to the one that fell second? And then the first one will be Vahutra. She goes back to being mutter because she's no longer Achas Ukukaso. So the second brother should be able to do Yibam. Why can't you do Yibam? So Rav Yochanan says, you're right, Achias Eni Adem Yishanan, the Mishnah is wrong, or I don't know who wrote the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan can't figure out a way to explain the Mishnah because, according to him, one brother should be able to do Yechalitza to one, and then the other one should be Mutter to do Yibam to the other, so he doesn't know who wrote our Mishnah. Then the Gemara comes up with a bunch of possibilities. Why didn't the Gemara answer these other ideas that could have saved Rav Yochanan? So here it goes. One answer, number one, is our Mishnah is going like the Mandamer Ein Zika. And the whole issue is Asa Levatel Mitzis Yivamin. In other words, Achasu Kukaso, forget it. Our Mishnah holds Ein Zika. The whole thing has nothing to do with Achasu Kukaso. And the only reason we say no Yibam is because of Asa Levatel Mitzis Yivamin. Therefore, we don't want any Yibam done here because we're so absolutely afraid of this. It's interesting how far we go. We don't want Yibam even when the whole idea of bitul yibitzis yivamin is not shy, really, if one did chalitza first, but we're afraid of the whole thing. So therefore, we would say to take the whole din away, the whole din yibam away from the whole house. So the Gemara answers, Rav Yochanan didn't answer that because Rav Yochanan holds, Rav Yochanan is not choshesh lamisa. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe it's like Rav Elazar, who doesn't hold of hutra and asks Rav Hutra. Okay, the Gemara says, but it can't be because it's the Seifa says, Rav Elazar, Omer, Beishamai said you could stay married. So if it says Rav Elazar, Omer, obviously the other line is not Rav Elazar. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe it's going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, it's Zef Shalasham Latamtim, they fall at the exact same second. The Gemara answers, there's no Stam Mishnah like that, so that wouldn't make sense. Also, if you're going to say that we're not sure who fell first, then you wouldn't say him Kadmu Vikansu Yotziu. So that won't work either, because if it was Kadmu Vikansu, we wouldn't say Yotziu if we weren't sure who fell first, because it'd be a suffix. So anyway, that's why he's stuck with having no idea who wrote the Mishnah. The Gemara then asks from the Sefer the Mishnah also that says a case if one of them was an erva to one but not to one brother, neither were erva to the second brother, one was an erva. In that case, assuming the erva fell second, why wouldn't we say again? I'm sorry. Where the erva fell first, where the erva fell first. So why wouldn't we say that the brother does Yibam to the second wife, and then to the other brother, who neither of them are an Erva, so then the first one is Chazer of Hutra, Vanasra of Chazer of Hutra. And we're Docha that is talking about that she, the Erva, fell second. Gemara then brings a Braisa that Rebbe Lazar says, that Beishame says, you can stay married if they're Miyabim, the Achas Ukkasa, they could stay married if they did it. And Basil says, no, they need to get divorced. That's like our Mishnah, but it also brings Abishol, who says, no, he had a different Kirsa. Basil is always the Mekel. Basil is the one who says they can stay married. And it brings from Shimon, who says that they never disagreed about that, and everybody holds Yekaimu. Okay, then the Gemara brings, why is our Mishnah a Chiddush? We had a Mishnah earlier on Daf Chaf, that says that if two ladies fall to a man for Yibim, and one is an Erev and one is not, you do Yibim to the one who's not an Erev. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah that tells you the same story? That if one is an Erev and one is not, you can do Yibim to the one that's not an Erev. So the Gemara says that the difference is that Mishnah is talking about two people. Our Mishnah is talking about two people. The Mishnah Nafchav is talking about one person. So if we just had that Mishnah on Dafchav, we would say that that was okay because there's no second brother who's going to get the wrong idea. But in our Mishnah, maybe the second brother is going to see the first brother doing Yibim. He's going to think he can do Yibim too when he cannot, because they're Achas Ukkasos to him. Or the other way, you could say that our Mishnah is okay because each one knows that they're only doing Yibim to one and not the other, so it's clear. Whereas in the other case, he did Yibim to one, so everybody thinks, oh, okay, so you could just do Yibim. They won't know that this is necessarily Achas Ukkasos. So maybe you'd make a gzera there, kamashmal, not. Then the Gemara asks, what about the case where one of them is an Israelav? That's also in the Mishnah Daf, back on Daf Chaf. Why don't our Mishnah repeat that? That if one is an Israelav, it's not good enough, and you still do chalitza to both. The Gemara says, because we might have thought, in the other case, in back in the first parak, it was just talking about Stam, two ladies fall to you, and one is only an Israelav. So that's when you have to do chalitza to both. Or you have to do chalitza, you can't do yibam. But our case, in our Mishnah, maybe it's say if it's achas ukkasos plus one is alav, so then that one is alav, we would say, we don't say achas ukkasos by, because maybe that's the way the Rabbanon would set it up. Once one has an isha alav, okay, they're not considered achas ukkasos, kamash malan, not. Even in our case, you still only do yibam to both. Okay, that's from the other Mishnahs. Then the Gemara asks the question on our Mishnah itself. Why does it have to repeat the case where you have the situation where one brother, it's an erva to one and not to the other, and the second brother, neither is an erva. And then the Gemara gives a second case, and if each one has an erva to one and not the other, we need to repeat that. What's the difference in one brother was an erva to one and not the other, as opposed to two? What's the chiddush of the seifa of the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers that if you just had the first case of the Mishnah, I would say the reason why that's okay is because you have the second guy not doing, similar to what we said before, the second guy not doing Yibam. So you see that there's such a thing called Achas Ukkasos. But here, where both guys are doing Yibum, it looks like there's no Isra of Achas Akraso at all, so maybe you wouldn't allow that. Kamash Vlad. And if we just had the second case, so we'd say, no, if I cared, here you see that since each one is Dafka doing Yibum to one and not the other, so it must be that there's an Isra Achas Akraso. But in the first case, where we don't necessarily see that, so maybe you think to make it clear there, Kamash Vlad not. Okay. And the Gemara says a similar thing about the Zuisha Amru. The Zuisha Amru is coming to exclude if they both have that it's an Ishalav on both of them. Then in that case, you cannot do Yibim, like we said before. We don't say that it's B'makom Erva. Okay, then we have the Chemis Rebbe Chiya. So Rebbe Chiya says that in all 15 Arayas in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, all 15 arayas, we can say a case of hasur lazem uteres lazem, hasur lazem uteres lazem. Like our Mishnah, what our Mishnah says, the case where it's usher on one and mutter on the other, that's all possible in all the 15 arayas in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, he really means from Chamoso and on, because all the stuff before Chamoso in the Mishnah are all talking about somewhere where there's a Bito, and since the case of Bito can only work by a case of Bito me'an usaso, and our mission is only talking about Nisuin, he must not have been talking about those cases. Abai disagrees and said we can be talking about Bito Miana Soso, but Rebbe Chiya didn't mean to include Eshazachav Shalaya Ba'olamo, because that will only work according to Rav Shimon, and we aren't talking about a case that's a machlokas. What Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds that if a kid, by Eshazachav Shalaya Ba'olamo, if by the time the kid was born, so that it was Nolad Beheter, that is, the brother who was alive, did Yibum. So then by the time the kid wasn't alive when the first brother was around, but by the time he was born, Yibum had already been done, Rav Shimon said that's not called Eish HaZachar Shalaya Be'alama, because by the time the third brother, Levi, is born, Shimon already did Yibum, so then he was born to it being Heter. Rav Shimon holds that that's not an Erva. So, but we're not talking about cases of Machlokas. Rav Safra disagrees with that and says we are talking about cases of machlokas, and we do have a case, we can have it even in the case of Eish HaZachar Shalaya Ba'olamo. In other words, Reb Chiya's klal of Asur Lazem Mutar Lazem will work even in a case of Eish HaZachar Shalaya Ba'olamo, like Rav Shimon, where the following occurred. Reuben and Shimon married sisters, and there's a Levi and Yehuda married to Nachrios. Reuben dies, and then Yisachar is born, and then Levi does Yibam. Then Shimon dies, Zevulun is born, and Yehuda does Yibam. And then Yehuda and Levi die. So in that case, Yisachar is Asar on Levi's wife, but Mutter to Yehuda's wife, and Zevulun is Asar on Yehuda's wife, but Mutter to Levi's wife. If God and Asher had wives, and had married Levi and Yehuda's wife, and then they died, then you'd have a case of Tzaras Tzarsin as well, since she is Tzaras Yehuda's wife, who is Tzaras Shimon's wife. Okay. Just to be clear, one point, when we're saying that our Mishnah can't be talking about Bito, it has to be Bito Miano Sasso to fit the case of Asur Lazem Reteres Lazem, it's not that all the cases before Chamoso require it can't be with Bito from the Suin. It's the first case. But since the first case of actual Bito, it can't be that you're going to have your daughter, who's also has a sister, who you're mutter to one and not mutter to the other, and the same with your brother. That case can't be other than a case of Anusa, where Reuven is ma'ani someone, and then Shimon is ma'ani that same someone, and they each have a daughter. Other than that, it can't work. The other cases could work, but it's because there's the one Bito we said can't work, they say all the ones with Bito can't work. All right. Mishnah says, if you have two women who are, neither of them are an erva to you, but if you marry both, they would be an erva to you. So you have, they're either sisters or an Isha Abita or whatever. You can't do Yibam. You can't be married to both. So then they both get Chalitza because they're your Zakuka to both of them. So like we said before, you do Chalitza to both. That's typical. But Rav Shimon, as the Chiddushi Rav Shimon says, they don't even need Chalitza. Because when two sisters fall to you and they're both Zakuka to you at the same time, so then Rav Shimon learns from a Pasuk that you do, from the Pasuk of Litzur, that you don't, they're considered like an erva, and you don't need to do chalitza at all. Now, if one is if the same as before, if one is an erva, then you can do yibim to the other. If that one is just lav, then they both do chalitza, and everyone agrees to that. Now, both those last cases, the cases of an iser erva and an iser mitzvah, are a chiddush in Reb Shimon. The chiddush where one is an erva to you, one of those two sisters say is an erva to you, that you can do yibum to the other. That's a chiddush that we don't make gzeira atu beiz achios to alma. And where one is an isser mitzvah, the fact that you require a chalitza, Reb Shimon shouldn't require chalitza, you would think, because it's two sisters. However, if one is an isser mitzvah, he requires you to do chalitza as gzeira alts other isser mitzvahs. Okay, says the Mishnah on Chavtes. You have two brothers married to two sisters, and then a third brother. So the brother number one dies, and brother number three, who's married to nobody, does mimer to that to sister number one, and then brother number two dies. So now these two sisters are falling to him, and he did mimer to one. So Beis Shammai says that the one you did mimer to is your wife. So you can marry her, and the one you did nothing to, she goes out as Achos Isha. And Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says that you have to get rid of both. You have to divorce the wife you did mimer to, and do chalitza to the other one. So you get to marry neither of them. And on this we say Oilo Alishto, Oilo on both of them. And both, he has to do chalitza to both. Okay. So Rav Elazar says that Beis Shammai doesn't really hold that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gomer. What Beis Shammai holds is that it's enough to be Docha Tzara completely, but it's not a Kona her Kinyan Gomer, and therefore he did Maimer. If she wants to marry someone else, she's going to need a get and a chalitza. It's just enough to be Docha a Tzara completely. And even that, he limits, even to bidocha tzara completely, mimer only works if it's the kind of mimer that he could have used, if it was a woman he could have done yibum to, then mimer is enough to bidocha tzara completely. However, in the case of achas ukukaso, like our first Mishnah, so then mimer is not enough to bidocha tzara. It has to be that you could do yibum to the one you're doing mimer to. Okay. The Gemara then asked that according to Beis Shammai, what does Maimer accomplish? Is it Erusin or Nisuin? So the Gemara says, if you're talking about Legabe, Liyarsha, Latamilo, Lahafer, Nidareha, so that kind of stuff, there's no question, since it's only a Din Drabanan, and even Maimer is, and even Arusa, which is Daraisa, doesn't Yarshin her, Latamilo, Lahafer, Nidareha. Even a real Erusin, that's Daraisa, you don't get that from. So that can't be what Maimer accomplishes. So the question is, so what are we asking then? Does Maimer count as a Masir L'Chuppa? Or do we say that once he does Maimer, then the Yibum Dinim end, the regular Erison comes into play, and now she needs a Chuppa? Meaning, normal Yibum, there's no Chuppa. You do Yibum and you do Bia, and that's it. But here, since she did Maimer, do we say that, okay, well now, once you do Maimer, we have to invent the Dina Yibum have to add. We have regular Dira Erusin, and you need a chuppah as well. Or do we say, no, that's the Maimer accomplishes both? Which would mean, again, if you did Maimer and Bia, then do you also need chuppah? Because obviously we said Maimer is not better than, like Tosis points out, Maimer is not better than Kedushin. And Kedushin is not chuppah. So if you did Maimer and you're a Baalel, do you need chuppah as well? So the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah Nedarim says that a Shomeres Yavam that falls to two brothers, can they be made for her Nedarim? So Rav Elazar says, yes, you can be made for Nedarim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, a Shomeres Yavam, just because she's a Shomeres Yavam, that's not enough. She can't be made for Nedarim, whether it falls to one brother, two brothers, doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a Shomeres Yavam being made for Nedarim. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that if it fell to one brother, then that one brother could be made for Nedarim. If it falls to two brothers, then can't be made for Nedarim. So Gemara asks in Rav Elazar who says that even if she falls to two brothers, they can both be made for her Nedarim. So even if you hold Yesh Zika, obviously that's what you have to hold over here to say that they could be made for Nedarim. Must be you hold Yesh Zika, that's like they're married. But still, she's a kuka to two brothers, so they should have to be made for Bishutfis. Gemara says it must be talking about a case where one of them did Maimer. So that's the brother, that one brother, whoever did Maimer, he could be made for her Nedarim because he did Maimer. So you see, Maimer must be like Nisuin because he's being made for Nedarim. The Gemara is Docha that, that's Noraya, maybe made for means Bishutfips. Maybe that's what he meant by Mayfer. Okay. The Gemara asked then that Rav Elazar, who said Maimer, only does a dechia by Yitzhar, but isn't Kona a Kinyan Gomer. Right, that's what we said. So if so, how is it made for Nadarim? You just told me that Maimer is not really a Kinyan Gomer. It's only to be Docha Tzar, but not to, so it shouldn't be made for Nadarim either. The Gemara says, no, it's okay. We just meant it's not Kona a complete Kinyan in that she still needs Chalitza if this woman you did Maimer to. Even according to Beis Shammai, because it's not a total Kinyan. But it is a Kinyan for other things, including to be made for Nadarim. That's one answer. Another possibility is that the case where you could be made for Nadarim is a case where he was already the Repuskul Amazonos, and at that point we say, Kol HaNaderes, Aldas Baila Naderes. That's the answer to that. And this will end part one.